And it was, hello, this is Madonna.
I'm not doing a show with Kathleen Turner. It was body heat when she just talked like a normal American girl who was sexy as all get out.
She even talked normal in the Michael Douglas movie where,
Romancing the Stone?
Where she slid down, and also she talked normal in War of the Roses.
And then at some point, she went on this thing where she is talking.
And the
commercials are riveting because it's pure Kathleen Turner. You have to understand the financial institution, the company, New York Life, the company you keep.
Scientists have pinpointed it right at the, as soon as they wrapped V.I. Warshawski.
I thought so.
Hello, here's a call. Hello, Dynamite.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
I swear to God, I can listen to you guys goof on Scott Shannon and all for 4 hours. I'd be perfectly happy.
That is a new MP3 that somebody sent into the show of Scott Shannon.
He really, I mean, he had it going on then. He was doing, now you worked with him for years before that.
Yeah.
Has he always sounded like that?
Yeah. That was, I guess he would probably look back, knowing him, he'd think that was a good show.
Right.
That was a good rock show.
Michael Scott Shannon, the writing of Prognosticator.
Who's on the line? Hey, where is that tape? Isn't there a second part of that tape?
There is.
God. And thank you for the call. And you know what else we've got? We've got the tapes of Boston Rob.
Oh, geez.
Because we didn't want to watch it, but we wanted to tape it just so we could have an edition of Tool Time.
I looked in on everything last night, and the all-time worst was had to be The Contender. Which I made the mistake.
Worse than the Trump movie?
I looked at that too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh God.
Hello,
hey, Don and Mike.
Hi,
Keith in Wichita.
Hi there, Keith.
In the introduction to Letterman last night, I believe the announcer said "groaner," and I have it here for you if you'd like to hear it.
Oh sure. Okay. More proof that David Letterman is ripping us
constantly
off.
Constantly stealing.
Hold the lion, please.
The lion.
Who's on the line? It was something like a best-selling Groaners. Who knows? Was it number one best-selling Groaners?
Well, I mean, what was it recorded on?
Hard to tell.
Hello? Is it a little loud?
How did you record that?
What did the guy say? What did the announcer say?
He said, the best-selling Groaner. That's what it sounds like he says, but I close-captioned it. And the closed caption just went dot, 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 because the closed caption person didn't know what he said.
Oh,
but it
okay.
sounds like the best-selling Groaner.
All right, well, good work, Rockford.
You'll get a pass on that. Come on. Come on, lay off there.
Yeah.
Lay off, Rocky.
I can play it again if you like.
No, that's okay. Thank
Rocky
you.
Spiewak?
No, Rocky was Jim
His
Rockford's dad.
Yeah, Noah Berry.
Rockford Files, another show I could go deep on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, whenever the Rockford Files is on, right. It's hard to find now. You can find it, incidentally, on Hallmark Channel, also on WGN.
Where is Hallmark Channel? You know the number of
311 or 312. 312.
Yeah.
WGN 11. And isn't it followed up with Magnum P.I.?
Yeah, and Big Daddy hates it because it's on opposite The Price is Right. So what to do?
Big dilemma for him.
TiVo, you got to buy that man a TiVo, Robbie.
No, Magnum.
The show last night, the American Idol show, I thought it blew chunks.
I not agree with you more.
I really did. The original songs, at least, you know.
Should have a category for none of the above.
At least Randy Jackson, you know, for one time, stopped with all of his, yo, 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 you the bomb, you the bomb. He's the first guy that said, hey, listen, these songs that you're singing, they suck.
Yeah, but they all fell into line at the end. They all towed the line at the end. And they all...
All they had to say, it's the best one ever.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was so... You know what I felt like after committing an entire season to this and watching that? I felt like, oh, we've all made a terrible mistake. Neither one of them can really sing. It's very frustrating. They all start with, they want to do the rangy stuff, so they start with songs that are down so low that they can't even hit the notes, so they can hit their dramatic high notes, and I just thought it was a suck fest.
Frida refused to watch it with it. We started to watch it, and as soon as the songs came on, I said, you know, I started analyzing it and saying, you know, this has got 40 million people watching this goddamn show, and allegedly they're going to get a recording contract with Clive Davis, and they're going to be with BMG, a big record company. Wouldn't you give them a record that people would go, wow, Like, that's a record that knocks my in the dirt.
Just, yeah, they both sang just tragic ballads.
So she got tired of me just screaming about that.
It was
she,
the worst. It was one of the worst episodes. It was the grand finale, and it was one of the worst episodes.
She went
all
in the
season.
Other room. But then I had to go, I had to leave my room eventually during commercials, and I went in the other room where she was watching something else, a TiVo medium something with her mom. And I went out and I said, you know, I do get too wrapped up in it, but here's the thing that I got to remember about that show. These people are not going to be stars. Bo Bice ain't the next.
No.
Jesus Christ. Certainly not Bono. He's not the next Rob Thomas. He's
a
not.
Holiday Inn.
He's not
a karaoke singer.
He's not the next Hootie. You know, and she ain't the next Faith Hill. So once you get past that,
it was
say,
kind of funny when they were saying, well, it was tough to do a song without hearing it before. Well, that's kind of what original artists do.
But if you just look at it like that and think, these people are not our stars of tomorrow today.
No.
These are just slabs of meat that we're watching. You know, again, it's just dance, monkey, dance.
Right. Don, I think the show is filled with contradictions. You can get that when Randy says, this is all about being an original. And then the show is based on them singing other people's music all season.
And I'm convinced after watching this for 4 years now that the key to winning on that show is just come out with some balls and some passion. If you don't get caught in that trap, what you're talking about, doing like those Mariah Carey goddamn Celine
yep.
Dion songs.
Yep. But that's
right.
What
you
they
just
do.
Who's the chick that got voted off this year? But she had the big fro. And when she would come out, she did one song where all
Natalie.
She did... All she did was just go,
no, Nadia Turner. That was Nadia Turner. She got voted off
right.
several weeks ago.
You show a little passion.
Right.
You don't stand
of course.
There. But who cares? It's
well,
a TV show.
It,
you know,
you know,
watch it. It's great.
If it was a vocal,
sucks, it's great.
If it was a vocal competition strictly and you judged strictly on vocal ability, uh-huh. you might have to go.
With Scott Sable.
With Scott Sable.
Thank you!
You might have to go with Blondie, but she has absolutely no personality and no passion. Bo's got more passion.
I tell you what.
Yeah, but it's. I think it's anybody's game tonight.
She, no matter how talented or untalented she is as a singer,
mm-hmm.
she is, if she's not been deflowered already, she's awful in the sack.
Yeah.
And if she hasn't been, she will be.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
So frigid.
Yeah. And Underwood, okay?
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
very
much so.
She is Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
She could be standing up there naked singing, and I imagine that I would go, what else is on?
It was a very painful competition.
Not that
to
I
watch.
Wouldn't be curious to see what any woman looks like
of
naked,
course.
But she just, I don't think, but.
I like her smile.
I don't think she'd be a giving lover.
Yeah, well, that's important.
I
not like you, Buzz.
If she's not, then you're not interested.
I think she's one of those girls who would just be, she'd just lay there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be on top of her. She'd just lay there and just like, are you done?
Thank you. What I hear you guys saying then is you're done with American Idol. No more American Idol.
No,
it's just,
no.
This
you're
is fed
one
up,
of the worst
disgusted.
Seasons.
This is one of the worst seasons ever. You've been
they,
burned.
They
you're not
can
going
do better.
Back. They
no,
can do better.
You heard me. It sucks, but I love it.
Okay. The show itself is great. The concept of the talent show, it's fantastic. And the way they do it, the way they have it. What they've done this year, though, I think they failed us. I think the judges have failed us. The screening process has failed us. I think they really blew it. They really went. They went with the, I don't know, with style over substance.
So what are we going to do? Like boycott it? No, we're going to watch it next year.
No, I mean the fact is that it gets to. It's on America at a certain point. The people that vote, but you know, God, I said to myself, I watched these two finalists, and every single song I say, when are they going to come out and wow me? And then I realize they're incapable of wowing.
But
right.
Then I get back to this. I have so many discussions in my mind with myself about this. That's one of the reasons I like it, because America did choose.
Yeah.
And we got two people who really aren't very good. So that part
of it. Either one of them could play at the White House.
That part of it.
or serve there.
I embrace. I embrace the fact that there might have been more talented people.
Right.
Hell, Ozzie Smith's kid might have been more talented.
Yeah.
But he's got to sit there in the front row next to Fat Boy and the Streisand wannabe from Las Vegas while we've got these other two hacks up on stage.
Makes me think that they might even want to skew it older. What did they go up to? Would they go up to 29?
I believe Bob Ice is 29, yeah.
29, and maybe 29. Maybe you go up to the 32, and then if you don't get anybody, you inch it up to 34 or something like that. But it just was, I realized, man, this is it. These are the two that we yeah. picked, and very, very disappointing.
And the songs sucked. The songs that they sang really, really sucked ass.
What's the one you liked that Bo sang for his second song?
Vehicle.
Yeah. Vehicle, even his version of that wasn't as good as the first time he did it.
And here's why, because you'd heard him do it before.
Right.
Now, there's a million other goddamn songs out there that sound like that. I mean, he could pick a song. I know I mentioned Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Right.
Chicago. He's got a voice that could do anything
with
that.
Some songs, you know, Familiarity, Familiarity, Familiarity. You just lay one out there that we all know. That very first song, both of them were like, oh, my God, when's it going to be over? But they all end with, oh, hey! You know, hit that high note.
Yeah,
strained nostrils, flaring vessels, popping.
How about the tards in the audience, which is now WWE/Jerry Springer
right.
/The View.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
only
really...
The View for, like, middle school girls.
Well, no, The View only because when you see the shots of, like, Bob Ice's grandmother,
right.
You know, you'll see, like...
She's pretty.
Is she hot?
She is.
You'll see big thugs, right? You'll see hooligans, and like you will at WWE, and then you see the teenage girls,
right.
And then you just see old people.
And Roseanne.
Yeah.
Roseanne in the audience.
The beautiful Roseanne. I caught that.
I mean, that was just...
It's a hot ticket, Mike.
A very quick throwaway.
It's a hot ticket to get.
I had to go back with the TiVo just to make sure that the lovely platinum blonde Roseanne...
Yeah.
Man, I'm glad you're walking away.
Baby, we're not walking
not
away.
Not a chance.
We're not going anywhere, Buzz. We love the show. Watch it tonight.
Right.
Watch Bob Ice win. And then just wait for Bob Ice to become... The next John Fogerty, the John Fogerty of our generation. Can you imagine? He's worthless.
He'll be at state fairs.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
he will.
For the first couple of years.
Holiday Inn.
And then gone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how
yeah.
are you?
Hi there.
I wanted to remind you that Michael Scott Shannon, after he left Pirate Radio, he ventured to New York to start the magnificent Mojo Radio.
Yeah, he's had a lot of good radio formats behind him.
The mojo format.
He's had a lot of good radio. I
got your mojo working.
Pirate Radio, pictures of you, the Cure, little sweet Georgia Brown thrown in there to see how it sounds. 7:37, Pirate Radio, Shannon in the morning, tomorrow, Supreme. Friday the 13th, spring break and body shaking Easter weekend, blast off live in the Queen Mary.
What?
We started at 7 and goes to 11, free concert from Otis Day of the Night. So you can sing along with Shout with Don Johnson, the Lake Girls of RoboCop. We'll have the Easter Bunny Dunk Tank. You win pirate shirts at Tibby Con. Fog, low clouds this morning, hot and sunny this afternoon, high around 90 today.
I caught one thing. What?
City Center.
We'll have the Easter Bunny Dunk Tank.
Second traffic this morning.
And RoboCop.
We never know.
And the Laker Girls.
And Don Johnson.
Good morning. Golden State Freeway northbound before the Pasadena Freeway. An injury.
Okay. Well, there's a little more Scotch.
Hire me a high school freshman to do traffic.
On the line.
On the line.
Who's on the line?
Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen, how's it going this afternoon?
Okay, my friend.
Don, two things on American Idol.
Yes.
Did you notice the first song that Bo Bice sang, he was dressed like Charles Manson?
Dressed like Charles Manson? I don't